Appreciate our visitors being with us tonight. It's pretty obvious our crowd's down just a little bit. I realize people start getting a little tired, but I'm thankful for the ones that's here tonight. Amen. The Lord knows each one of us is going to be here tonight. He knows what He laid upon my heart,
Amen. And
what He laid upon Sister Lisa's heart. He knows what's going to happen here tonight. He knows everything.
Yes, amen.
If you got your Bibles, and you want to turn with us, and we're going to read from Genesis 18. We'll not, I hope and pray we don't bring nothing out new tonight. We always say it's very familiar. It may not be familiar to everybody, but I pray it'll be something to be a help to somebody tonight. If you're here tonight and you're lost, I pray it'll be a help to you. I pray tonight if you're here and you're saved, it'll be a help to you too. I'd ask you, what are you trying to deny to God? And you can deny things to me. You can deny things to Mom and Daddy. You can deny things to this church. But you cannot deny nothing to God.
Amen.
You may do it, but He knows.
Right.
And it ain't going to do you no good to try to lie to God.
That's right.
So tonight, my prayer is that you would understand where you stand. If you're saved tonight and you're living in a way you shouldn't be, I'd pray you'd quit trying to act like something you're not and humble yourself and ask for forgiveness. That's what I have to do daily. And if we'll quit trying to deny what we are and just come to God and let him fix it, take care of it, He's just and willing to do it. Y'all pray for me. I really feel like I need to slow down. And y'all know me by now. Y'all know I really have a hard time with that, but I want to try. I was going to just try to start reading, but I want to read and then try to use the Word of God tonight the best we can. And we may read a lot. We may not. If I get fired up and get stirred up, you know how I am, but you need to hear the Word of God.
Amen.
And I need to try to get it right. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre. And it's talking about appeared unto Abraham. And he sat at the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked. Lo, there men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door. And bowed himself toward the ground. And said, My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray thee, you be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort ye in your hearts, after that ye shall pass on. For therefore are ye come to your servant. And they said, So do as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened unto the tent and the two Sarah and said, Make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal and knead it and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran unto the herd and fetched a calf, a tender and good, and gave it unto the young man. And he hasted to dress it. And he took a butter and milk and the calf in which he had dressed and set it before them, and they stood by them under the tree, and they did eat. And they said unto him, Where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, Behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life, and lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age. And it ceased to be with Sarah. after the manner of women. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord, being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh? Saying, shall I assuredly bear a child which am old? In anything is anything too hard for the Lord. At the time appointed, I will return unto thee, according to the time of the of life of Sarah, shall have a son. Then Sarah denied, saying, I laughed not, for she was afraid. And he said, nay, but thou didst laugh. Now I want to ask you tonight, the God of heaven that knows everything, he knows every thought, he knows every heart, he knows each one of us in the condition we are in tonight. He knows what you're thinking right now. He knows everything about you. I want to ask you, what are you denying to God? I want you to realize tonight, there's a lot of you I come and talk to, and I don't know the age of accountability. I don't know if you're lost or saved. But I believe some of you may be lost according to the way your actions. But I don't know that. I'm not God, and I'm not claiming to. But I can tell you one thing. You can tell me you're not lost. You can tell me you're not troubled. You can tell me that you've never been saved if you have been. You can deny all these things you want to. You may not want to step out in front of the church and unite with the church. You can tell me. You can do all these things, but you cannot lie to God. Amen. He knows your heart, and he knows every thought that you have. There ain't nothing you can imagine he don't know. And I want you to know he knowed it way before you thought it. He knows just how everything was going to be. He knows everything. There ain't nothing that he don't know. Y'all pray for us, and we're going to try to maybe slow down and take our time just a little bit. But hey, over here in Matthew chapter 10, it says, are two sparrows sold for a farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without your father. And I will read, go on and read the second, the next verse of that. This is Matthew 10 and 29 and 30. But the very hairs of your head are numbered. And we quote that scripture a whole lot, but I begin to think about those sparrows and how one of them would not fall to the ground without him knowing it. I want you to realize, I don't believe a sparrow has a soul. And he goes on, he said, are you not much greater than a sparrow? Listen to me. God knows about every creature. He knows about everything. And when everything, when something dies, I want you to know he knows about it. I want you to realize, if I fail tonight, he knew I was going to fall before we got up here. I want you to realize tonight, he knows every hair that is upon your head. He knows everything about you. He knows more about you than you know about yourself. And he knows more about me than I know about. And that's unimaginable to me. I can't understand that. And to know that he's in my mind more than I am. But he knows what's going to happen. He knows how you're lying. He knows what you're denying. And you can't get away from it. What do you think Sarah thought when she got called out on it? I mean, she was over there in the tent, and she was, no doubt, trying to listen. A lot of times that's how we are. We kind of stand around and listen, and she heard that within herself. She didn't laugh out loud. I don't believe that. I believe she laughed, the Bible says, within herself, and there she was. And I want you to know God knew about it. And he said, the Lord said, I want you to realize that when God gets in the matter, you better pay attention. There ain't nothing, he said. Is there anything too hard for me? Is it too hard for him to understand you tonight and to understand your very thoughts? And you'll say, well, I'm not going to go to the altar. There's a lot of people who have said that down through time. There's been a lot of people that say, I won't do it. And I want you to know, there's a lot of people never did. There's a lot of people never bowed a knee. But I want you to know, someday you will bow a knee to a living God. You may deny him right now, but there come a day you will not be able to deny him. He'll call you out just like he did Sarah. And I want you to realize that today. I pray Jesus called them out different times, the scribes and Pharisees. I want you to know he knew them. He knew their hearts. He knew what they was. You can't play games with him. It will not work. You can pretend to be whatever you want, but if you ain't been saved by God's grace, he knows your heart. Jeremiah, he told Jeremiah in chapter 1, he said, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you before he was ever formed. He knew him. And while he was in the womb, he sanctified him. He knew everything about him. Amen. I mean, before he even made him, before he was conceived, he knew about him. You don't think he don't know about you tonight? You think you can lie to God? I want you to know he sent these men, these angels to come unto Abraham. I want you to realize he sent two of them to go on unto Sodom and Gomorrah. And I want you to know they denied them and they ended up being destroyed. Don't deny God. If you lost, the only thing you can do about that is try to get it fixed. And the only way you can do that is him drawing you. And I want you to know if he's dealing with you, you seek him. Do not deny. Do not say, God, I'm not lost. Do not say, God, I'm not going to move. But go to him. Move. Amen. Don't push him away. Over here. Jesus, in the ninth chapter of Matthew, and he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, there brought unto him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, son, be in good cheer, thy sins are be forgiven thee. And behold, a certain of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? Father, whether it be easier to say, thy sins are forgiven thee, or say, arise and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Then saith he to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up thy bed, and go thy way. And he arose and departed unto his house. But when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which given such power unto men. Listen, he said he perceived, knowing their thoughts. He knew exactly what they was thinking. They wasn't sitting over there talking about it. He knew what they was thinking. He knew that they had evil hearts. He knew these men was dressed up and acting a part that they wouldn't. And I believe that we're sitting in a time, living in a time today that lost people sit in among God's people and sit there trying to act like one of them, and when they don't know a thing about God, when their hearts is evil.
And I want you to know, you may not want to hear this as mama and daddies, but listen, if they've never been saved by God's grace, their hearts are evil. They're wicked. I mean, it's either you're one or the other. There ain't no in between. It's hard for me to think about that. I have a hard time when I think about how Annie come to the altar. Y'all pray for her. I pray she'll come some this week. But I have a hard time thinking about my baby, my princess. She's my princess, being wicked in the sight of God. But she is. If she's lost and separated, she is among the wicked. I can deny it. You can. I can call her a princess, and she can dress up in the prettiest dress and come sit among God's people and act like a little angel. You don't think them Pharisees didn't look the part? You don't think them scribes didn't look and act the part? There wasn't nobody no more religion than them. They was religious people. They done everything to play the part. But I want you to know there was nothing in the sight of God but evil. He knew their thoughts. He knew their hearts. And that's the difference between me and God. I don't know them. I have no idea what your heart is tonight. But I can tell you this. He knows. How you can lie to me. It would have been easy for Sarah to say, Abraham, I didn't say that. I didn't laugh. I didn't do it. And Abraham would have probably believed her. It's his wife. He'd probably, Abraham laughed too. If you'll go look in the 17th chapter, you'll find out where he laughed too. So he wasn't innocent no matter neither. But listen to me. She laughed. And Abraham, I try to believe my wife. I really do, wherever she is. I try to believe her. And there's a good chance Abraham, I would have believed her. But I want you to know, she could not deny God. I want you to realize you can't deny God tonight. You can keep hiding. You can keep running. You can say you're all right. You're not lost. You can say whatever you want to, but God knoweth the hearts of men. And you can't run from him. You can't hide from him. But I want you to know, if you keep denying him, there'll come a day, there'll be a great price to be paid. And I believe that in all my heart. Jesus knew what he was. He knew their hearts were evil. He told them in the 23rd chapter of Matthew, "Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, ye hypocrites. For you make clean the outside of the cup and the platter, but within they are full of extortion and excess. Thou blind Pharisees, cleanse first that which is within, the cup and the platter, that the outside may be cleaned also. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, ye hypocrites, for ye are like whited sepulchres, which indeed appear beautiful and outward, but within they're full of dead man's bones and of all uncleanness. Even so ye outwardly appear righteous unto men, but within are full of hypocrisy and iniquity." I want you to know, he knew their heart. I want you to know, you can't pretend to be something. And if your name is on a church row, and if you've never been saved by God's grace, listen to me, you can't hide from God. Amen. You can't hide by putting your name on a church row. You can't hide by teaching Sunday school or anything else. I want you to know, I don't know nobody's heart tonight, but if you're here tonight and you pretended to be saved for 50 years, if you never have, God knoweth. And you better quit denying it. You better tell the truth about the matter, because he knows your heart tonight. He said, clean up the inside of the cup and the saucer, that the outside may be cleaned up also. I've got a couple old chainsaws out the house that I got there on the shelf. Y'all have heard me talk about them. I want you to know, before I ever buried Brunner, before I ever sanded one piece of paint off of them, before I ever considered doing anything to pretty them up, you know what I done?
I tore them apart and I cleaned the insides up. I made sure that they was going to work on the inside. And then once they was working on the inside and all of that was fixed, then I began to work on the outside. That's how it works. You're going about it the wrong way if you're trying to pretend to be something you're not. You get the inside. I went and heard a cowboy preacher down there at Lone Creek one time. I went about 8:30 in the morning. I don't know what kind of preacher he was. They had cowboy church. And I got down there and they had it at the barn loft. There where they rode horses. And he come in with a stack of bowls, chili bowls, where they'd had chili. And he had them stacked up there and on the outside. They all looked pretty. I would have been ready to ask, would you eat out of this bowl? I was ready to eat out of it. It looked good to me. But I want you to know, when he turned them over, they was full of excess. They was full of filthiness. They'd sit around there. I'm not talking about the man's wife, but apparently they sat around a few days. They didn't cook it last night, but listen, it looked rough to me. I want you to know, in God's eyes, that's how you look. You're going to deny him one too many times. You're going to say, no, I'm not lost. There's going to come a day that's going to be too late. God knows your heart tonight. He wants the outside of us to be cleaned up. That's part of sanctification. But I want you to know something tonight. How you can clean the outside up. I come looking as pretty as I can. I even cut my hair today. I try my best to look as good and look the part. I tell preachers all the time, if you can't preach, at least look the part. Amen. But looking the part won't get it done.
Amen.
You can claim to be a preacher, and I want to tell you, everybody that puts on a suit and comes in carrying a Bible is not a preacher.
Amen.
You better sit and then you better listen to them and see what they are. Like they said, and you better make a judgment on whether they are or not. Because there's all kinds out there. There's all kinds of people decide they want to be preachers. There's all kinds of people that decide they want to accept Christ. And they want to try to clean their lives up. There's nothing wrong with cleaning your life up. But if you've never been saved by God's grace, it ain't going to do you no good. God looks upon the heart of man. These Pharisees, he knew what they was. He knew they had evil hearts. Oh, you go over yonder in the book of Samuel. It's very familiar. And he'd sent Samuel to ordain the one that he'd have ordained. And they passed. Samuel went and he called Jesse's sons. And they began, the one passed in front of him there. And he was tall and handsome and no doubt built up and looked a whole lot better than somebody like me. And I want you to know Samuel, in Samuel's eyes, he looked like the one, didn't he? I've seen some in my eyes, I thought, well, boy, it ain't no doubt. Right there's the dude that can preach. I told him I did. You can say what you want about me. You can make fun of me. I don't care. Don Curtis drove a Cadillac. I wouldn't got me a Cadillac. Dean Searcy dressed up, looked as pretty, and I wouldn't got me more suits. You know what? It didn't help my preaching a bit. It didn't change nothing. You know what helped? And if, when it does help, it's when I humble myself.
Amen.
And see myself like God does.
Amen.
So he passed in front of him. He said, surely this is the one. And God told him, that's not the one. He said, I don't look at men as men do, but I look at their hearts.
Amen.
I tell people that say that they're lost and they've never told us they're saved all the time, don't get comfortable in your position. You'll never find no comfort in hell. You'll never find no mercy. You'll never find no grace.
That's right.
You'll never feel love again. If your loved ones have been saved, you'll never be with them again. According to Rich Man and Lazarus, I believe you're going to get to see. I believe that's going to be part of your punishment. I believe you'll be able to see. I believe you'll be able to taste. I believe you'll be able to smell. I believe all these things. And you just keep getting more comfortable and more comfortable in your lives. I want you to know, it's going to come a day. There'll never be no more comfort for you. So you can tell this church, I'm okay. I'm not lost. You can tell mom and daddy that. You can tell me that, and I won't argue with you. It ain't my job. My job is to warn you that you can't lie to God and tell you that Jesus gave it all for you. Instead of pushing him away and still lying about it, why don't you go to him? Why don't you go and be honest? And he knows what you are anyway. You need to know what you are. And if you've been saved by God's grace and you're scared of all the drama of stepping out like Josh and everybody shouting and tearing the house down, don't worry about that. Let it be known. I want you to know that lying to God about it ain't going to help you none. He expects you to follow him and bring forth fruits meets worthy repentance. And you will never enjoy your salvation till you become honest and profess what he's done for you. You will never get no enjoyment. Yeah, you'll go to heaven. I won't deny that. But I'll say this, you'll never enjoy it like you could. But just being honest. I was sitting in my recliner yesterday. And I started counting you. I started going through my mind. The ones, they're either lost or they soon will be. And I stand up here Sunday after Sunday and I see you sit there like this. I see somebody like this man and this man that loves you. Amen. Pour their hearts wide out. I see somebody like Sister Lisa's over here and worry herself to death over her grandchildren. And I think, why won't you do something about it? Why do you have in your head that you can get by with this? I know. Trust me, we've all been there. I've got a secret for you. I lied too. I wish I never had them. I just wish I'd been honest. When that little old sister or brother come to me and said, are you lost? I wish I'd just said yes. I wish I'd been honest with God. I wish I would have seen myself for what I really was. Instead of going for so long, I want you to know you may not get to go much longer. He knows the minute down to the second that you're going to die. And you won't go past that. Right. You have no clue. Nor do I. But I tell you, it's coming. The Bible says it's once appointed unto the man to die. That's one appointment you ain't going to get past. You can't get around it, no way. So I went through their faces. I love you. Don't deny God. I was going down the road the other day. Let's just say I was going slower, not in the car. And I was praying. I was praying for this to be the revival. That these children to get saved. I was praying, God, help us lift you up. Help us, Lord, to lift you up. And it was early in the morning. I was going past Mike Spears there, and there's a 2 or 3 double wide sitting there on the right. I was talking to him, and I looked at the end of one of them double wides. And right there, there's a light post that there kiss way. And on the end of that, there was a cross, a shadow. And that transformer on there. And I was praying. I was. I looked up and I said, Lord, help us lift you up. And there it was. You say, well, it's just a shadow. I want you to know it meant something to me. You can tell me these little children when they come and hug me after I preach don't mean nothing. It means something to me. When I stand right here and a little boy comes and wraps his arm around my leg and will not let go of me. That means something to me. When a little girl loves me so much, she won't hardly let me get past her. Without hugging me over and over. That means something to me. Amen. I love your children. Amen. I don't want to say maybe next spring. Amen. I don't want to wait. I know I can't do it. But I know the one can. And I know if you'll quit denying him, he will.
Amen.
Is it anything too hard for God? That's what he's saying. Is it anything too hard for me? If he knows when a fowl falls out of the air and dies, he knows everything about you. Quit lying to yourself. Quit lying to God. And just go to him. Just be honest. At one, the publican, when they two went up to pray, he was just honest. That Pharisee stood over there. He said, I give tithes. I do. He told God just how good he was. God knew his heart. That publican stood over and spoke upon his breast, wouldn't even lift, looked up. And he said, have mercy on me, a sinner. And the Bible says that man went home justified rather than the other. And he said, everyone that humbleth himself shall be exalted. But he that exalteth himself shall be humbled. Y'all may not care for the song. It don't make no difference to me. I didn't care much for it when I first heard it. It's a country music singer. I don't even know how I come across it. But it says everybody talks to God. The first time I listened to it, a time or two, I thought, I don't know how I feel about that. But a man's at a restaurant, and I'm fixing to hush. Man's at a restaurant, he's praying over his breakfast. He raises up. There's a man sitting there, and he just tells him, he said, don't you watch TV? Don't you know God's a myth? And it said, that was one of the first things I had a problem with, but he raised up and said amen. But what he was saying amen, he was finishing his prayer. And he said amen. And he goes on and tells him, you may not talk to God now. There's going to come a day. And it says in that song that that man got the conversation at a red light down below. I don't know. Pray. It's a song. You say, well, just I don't care. I still pray the man got saved. I look at it as a real situation. But I tell you this, there's going to come a day that you'll talk to God.
Amen.
You'll bow in front of a living God, and you'll recognize him for what he is. Won't you do it on this side of eternity? Quit lying if that's what you do. And if you're not lost, this shouldn't bother you a bit. It used to didn't bother me. I remember a time when I went to church, it didn't bother me a bit. I could go in, I could go get my ski and peanuts, and it didn't bother me one bit. Not one bit. But there come a time it did. And after that time come, it didn't change. I was still lost until I got saved. You're going to be lost till you get saved. Won't you come seek the Lord?
Amen.
Come clean with God. Is that not what Jacob had to do? Before he could cross the brook, he wrestled with the angel of the Lord. He told his daddy, when his daddy said, "Who art thou?" He said, "I'm Esau." He lied to his daddy. And I want you to know his mama went along with it and he got away with it. He ended up getting a blessing. But God knew. And when the angel of the Lord asked him, said, "Who art thou?" He said, "I am Jacob." He come clean with God. And that's what you're going to have to do. You're going to have to realize who you are and what you are. And you're going to have to come clean with God. So tonight, won't you let this be the night that you quit denying God and you come clean with him?
Amen.
That's my message. If you got a song, brother.